Nine More Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference Call. Tonight's call is being recorded and will be available for playback on our moresuccessteam.com website. First of all, I want to congratulate everyone on our team who has qualified for the All Expenses Paid incentive trip to Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. We're very, very excited about that. Prepaid should be announcing the winner sometime in the next 10 days. I've been asked by many of you which trip that we're going on as a team so that we go ahead and get the arrangements made. And we want everyone that can on our More Success team to attend the first trip. That's June 5th through the 9th. If you can't, we understand that. We want to make sure that you do receive the trip. But if you can, we'd like to go together as many as possible for the first trip. Many of you already know who you are that have won, so congratulations on winning your trip. Now it's time to get started on the next trip, which I'm very excited about, which will be in Cancun, Mexico at the fabulous Beach Palace Resort. So if you didn't win this trip, or if you did win this trip, you need to start working for the next trip, and we're really excited about that. I mean, what other companies are taking away trips, not giving trips? So we're very, very excited about that. But to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and to the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, Millionaire Club member, of course, the leader of our More Success team, Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on the call, Mr. Moore?
Right here, Randy. You know, it's always an honor to be on the call, Randy, of course, with all the wonderful, wonderful people we have from coast to coast. But it's always a great honor to be on the call with this young man that's going to be coming up. And I say young man because at my age, everybody's young. But this young man is, of course, $500,000 ring earner and more, Millionaire Club member and more. Outstanding leader throughout Prepaid Legal and more. A great father, Randy, and more. A personal friend and more. We're just honored to count him as a friend. This young man is destined to be one of the outstanding leaders in years to come in the Prepaid Legal period. He's the kind of young man that I like to see up on the stage, not one that just gets up there and does a bunch of hoorahing and we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Stands and looks you in the eye. You know when he says it, that deep down within his heart, he means what he says. A man that you know on Judgment Day, you can stand beside and know that when the doors of the kingdom opens, he's going to say, enter in thy good and faithful servant, a good Christian man. Friend of ours, Mr. Michael Humes. Michael, welcome to the call.
Thank you so much, sir. I tell you, after that introduction, I almost want to pull over. I'm driving right now back from the Philadelphia market from doing a presentation, just finished up a few minutes ago, and it's just such an honor to be on this call, and almost intimidating when I hear so many individuals who chimed in and received text messages from folks who I have so much respect for, and hearing so many leaders, and then even just all those who are taking time to chime into this call, so I won't be long, but I'm just excited and honored to get a chance to speak for a few minutes to this particular group, such an integral part of the success of Prepaid Legal Services. I mean, this particular organization is responsible for so much success, and it's great to have leaders like those who are on this call to look up to and to be mentored by and to follow. So I appreciate you all. And for those who haven't had a chance to meet, again, my name is Mike Humes. Born and raised in the Washington, D.C. area. Went to high school there, college 5 years, left school a sophomore. So like my good friend Chris Hughes, I think it took both of us 5 years to become sophomores in college, and started working at the post office at 21 and delivered mail for almost 5 years, well, actually just under 5 years prior to Prepaid Legal, and tried a lot of different business ventures because I knew that God had more in store for me than just delivering mail. But I really didn't know how I was going to do it, and so I took a look at everything and really ignored Prepaid Legal for a couple years when I had a friend who tried to explain the service to me. And it wasn't until I sat down and really understood what was going on with a handful of people that it made sense. And it's been life-changing for me. It's allowed me to be in a position now where I have the time freedom and financial freedom. I can pick and choose where I want to be. And this time last week, I was heading out to Connecticut for a couple of days, and then we came back from Connecticut and was able to drive up to Delaware, from Maryland to Delaware, 2.5-3 hours to spend some time with our national marketing director, Mr. Roman Smith, and his lovely wife, as well as Larry and Mary King, and then drove back Friday and headed off, jumped on the plane to go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to spend a couple of days there, and came home, and now back in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, doing a presentation, and we'll be in Maryland speaking tomorrow, and Minneapolis, Minnesota this coming weekend, and St. Louis the following. And here's the beauty of it. In between all of that, I'm still, probably the only father last week who was able to go up to his daughter's school and have lunch with her twice and spend that time that most parents only dream about. I'm sure I was the first one to sign up for the field trip coming up to the Air and Space Museum. And that's the beauty of what we do is we have time freedom as well as we're blessed to have financial freedom through this opportunity. I really want to talk to you for a few minutes because, there's never been a time, at least in my life in prepaid legal, that I've seen what I'm seeing right now, where the market is so wide open, where all we have to do is really hone into the systems that have already been laid out for us and follow those systems. I think, of course, with the leadership that you have here, I think it's never more important that we focus all of our energy and all of our attention on our posture in how we talk to people who are out here because, folks are hurting. People are looking for opportunities. A different caliber person is now looking at prepaid legal, and it's up to us to really have the right posture, mindset, and attitude in order to be able to share this opportunity with them properly and let them know, one, that we don't need them, but we want them. We want them to be just as blessed as we are with the opportunity. We want them to partner up and really take this thing and run with it. It's no other way that a mailman can generate millions unless there's a system in place that would allow that to happen. And, for me, I just decided long ago when I first started the business that, I needed to follow that system. Again, I'm driving back from Philadelphia, and I've made this drive many a times, but still I use my navigation system because I'm always driving and on the phone while I'm driving and not probably paying too much attention to the direction of where I'm going and getting out of the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania is a little difficult. So you may hear my navigation system in the background in just a second or two, but the thing is I bring it up because, the same way we have a navigation system for some of us or we use a GPS system, the same thing is true with prepaid legal. With the navigation system, I could take this call and I may do a three-way call with someone and they'll call and say, Mr. Chambers, are you available to speak to someone? I'll say, yeah, definitely. I can talk to them and they'll hear the navigation system, start talking and say, oh, I apologize. I didn't know you had someone, riding with you. And I'll say, no, it's just a navigation system. And again, because it'll guide you to your desired destination without you even having to think a whole lot about it. It all you have to focus on really, and this is a little different than what you may hear from a lot of folks is your why. You focus on the why to's. The how to's have already been done. The gentleman who introduced me, and the gentleman who introduced the gentleman who introduced me, and hearing so many others who are on this call, they've already laid out the how to's. The how to's have already been figured out. So we don't have to figure out how to do prepaid legal because there are generation after generation after generation of folks who have already earned six grades, and we have over 100 millionaires in our company. We have over 10,000 people earning residual income. So we have to figure out how. What we have to focus on is the why. And for me, because of the love that I have for my little girl, because of my passion for being in a position to give to folks, to be able to adopt more villages in Haiti and the Dominican, like my best friend, Mr. Self, and I do, to be able to tithe more than they make in an entire year, to be able to give away college scholarships every year, to be able to clothe and feed the homeless in my community and outside of my community, to be able to do all those things, I just had to focus in on it. The how-tos took care of themselves because prepaid already has a system in place. And so what I mean is that we don't have to figure it out. If you're thinking about figuring it out and saying, okay, well, I've thought about this. What about this idea? You don't have to. It's already been business. So right now, that's the reason why there's North American exposure blitz is taking place this weekend all across North America. Whether it's Santa Tahoe in Canada, whether it's Ontario, whether it's California, whether it's Tucson, Arizona, whether it's Baltimore, Maryland, whether it's Florida, you name it. There's going to be exposure blitzes going on all across North America. And so you have to figure out what to do. We just got to get out there, and not just at the exposure blitz, but every day we must get out and spread the word. If you read the book, The Tipping Point, of course it tells the story of Paul Revere when he was out and about, and he was, when he was told that, listen, you've got to let folks know that the British are coming. And part of that book, it really is revelation because most people didn't know that he wasn't the only one that was sent out to spread the word. The gentleman by the name of William Dawes, who was also out. And unfortunately, his posture wasn't the same. And because his posture wasn't the same, you know, folks didn't believe him. His attitude and mindset wasn't, his vision wasn't there like Paul Revere's was. And so when Paul Revere went and said, listen, the British are coming, people, you know, they went off. They knew that it was time to go. They knew it was time for war. They knew that they had to be prepared for what was coming. And they were prepared for what was coming. But William Dawes, the folks who he went to see, the territory that he went to visit, they weren't prepared. And they were slaughtered. And that, in and of itself, tells you folks why we've got to be prepared, why we've got to focus in on the thing that is important to us. You know, being a father and having the time for my little girl is something that's priceless. It's probably the only thing that I fear in life is not being the type of father I need to be. I worry about making sure that I make great decisions, not good decisions, but great decisions. I focus on making sure that I'm making that I'm being a great example for her, so she'll know what type of man she needs to look for in the future for my age-old daughter Michaela. And so, but I don't have to figure. I had to figure that out because you know my father wasn't around for that. But when we make that relative to prepay legal, we don't have to figure it out. You know, we know the tools work. We know that if we plug someone into a presentation any and everywhere around the country, that they're going to see a quality presentation. It's just up to us to make sure that we share this opportunity with as many people as we can. We've got to be Paul Revere right now. We've got to go out and we've got to spread the word. Not only the prepaid legal is coming, but the opportunity is here that can be life-changing for folks. And again, in saying that, of course, you hear the navigation in the background. And so, you know, I don't have to figure out which way I'm going. It says, she just said, you know, 95 south to the direction that I need to go. Right? She just said, keep going. You know, just to go straight. Follow the route. And the same thing is done with, is laid out for us with prepay legal. You know, we don't have to figure it out. It's all laid out for us. You know, all you have to do is go out there and do the 10 core commitments. You have to just focus in and make sure that you make a commitment, to plug into the systems that are already laid out for you. And any time that I'm out of the system, if for whatever reason that I get off track, because some of us set a goal to go executive director by Oklahoma City. And, of course, Oklahoma was this last month, and we may have missed that goal. I've missed every goal I've set for myself, I've missed it. Every goal I've set for myself on prepay legal, I missed it. And, you know, I'm not afraid to tell you that because most people don't set goals. And when I realize that even 99% of the people on prepay legal, believe it or not, won't set goals even when they know that goal setting is the way to hit the target, you've got to set a goal. Most people don't. And so because I set the goal, I was able to get close to it. You know, if I only knew 2% of the directions to get home, then I probably wouldn't make it out of the state of Pennsylvania. But we don't have to worry about that relative to the tools and relative to the system of prepay legal because, you know, again, we have folks who've already achieved high levels of success. All we have to do is model what they've done. So going back to the navigation system, because she's going to chime in a minute, all I have to do is punch in where I'm going. So you just got to punch in where you're going to be between now and Las Vegas. You set the goal. And when I punch it in, she's going to tell me exactly where to go. She's going to say, listen, bear left in 2 miles, to 95 south, going to Newark or Baltimore. And that's all I got to do is focus in on doing that. The same thing is true with whatever goal you set for yourself. I know it to be true because, again, I heard the number of people who chimed in on this line who've already earned a six-figure ring, who've not only gone executive, but they've created multitudes of executive directors who've already earned their million. So they can tell you exactly what you need to do it. So what I would encourage you to do, and I'm speaking individually to every one of us, because individually we're a committee of one, you've got to focus in on your goal. You've got to put your time and how much time you have that you can devote to the business. And a sidebar there is when I was part-time and prepay legal, I was really full-time. You know, even when I worked 10, 12 hours a day as a mailman, if I had 1 or 2 hours after work to put into prepay legal, I was full-time for that 1 or 2 hours that I devoted to my business. It meant that ESPN wasn't on. You know, that's my favorite station. It meant that, you know, the telephone, unless I was doing three-way calls, I wasn't on it. It meant that I didn't have time to call my friends and see, you know, where they wanted to hang out or go catch a movie. I was full-time and prepay legal long before I ever was putting in 10, 20 hours, into my business on a daily basis. You know, now I'm able to reap the benefits of that, and I can have the time freedom. And I know that's what most folks want because, you know, we can always generate money, but once yesterday's gone, it's gone forever. And it's a beautiful thing when you know you have an opportunity that will pay you, you know, that will continue to pay you and your family, generations yet unborn, for as long as this opportunity is here. You know, folks will continue to profit, and that's a great thing when you know that for some of us, you know, our yesterdays outweigh our tomorrows. We have more yesterdays than we do tomorrows. And that's really not set up based on our age because, you know, death isn't tied to our age. But, again, to know that this company gives us the opportunity to live life to the fullest. So, again, going back to what we need to do in terms of setting those goals, the navigation system is going to guide me. So, for whatever reason, I decide to take this exit right here, 3A, and go off to get some gas. You know what she's going to do? She's going to calibrate and recheck the location, and she'll tell me at the next exit, to make a U-turn or take the next exit and go back. She'll take me from right where I am and get me right back on track. The same is true with your goals. Because some of us, we missed the goal and we were upset. You know, Mr. Moore just mentioned Punta Cana, and he mentioned, hey, listen, congratulations on those who qualified, but now it's time for us to start to focus on Cancun, because Cancun is coming. You know, 2010 will be here, family. It's hard to believe that we're already into the fourth month of 2009. Hard to believe that 4 months we're into the fourth month. So now is the time to focus on it. So even if you're off track, you can get right back on track just by making a decision to do so. You know, you can knock out your Players Club this week. Not the 28th of the month or the 29th. This week you can go and knock it out. Because, again, you can get right back on track at any point in time that you want to. Now, for some of us, we're already on track. We're already doing the thing, but we just want to get there quicker. We expect, you know, that, listen, by now, I've been in the business 6 months. I said I was going to be executive director. I want to walk away from my job, or I said I would help someone go manager by now and create my director later, whatever the case may be. And it hasn't happened for us. And we think that because we haven't done it as quickly as some others, that maybe it's us. Maybe there's something wrong. And the navigation system works the same way because, you know, for the last, you know, 5-6 minutes, you haven't heard a peep out of her. She hasn't said anything. And I can easily push a button, and she'll say something and let me know that, listen, I just need to keep driving straight ahead. For the next 7 miles, I just need to drive straight ahead. And the same thing is true. So even if, you know, you're not getting a call from Mr. Hughes saying, listen, you need to do this, that, or the other, or, hey, you need to do this from your upline or from your sponsor, it means you might be right on track. You just need to continue to do more of what you're doing. You know, she's not talking right now because I'm on the road. I'm doing exactly what I need to do. And so even if I'm not getting there as fast as I like to get home, so I kiss my little girl goodnight, I'm still on the way. So success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. So, again, you're moving forward, and you've got to continue to move forward. You know, moving, you know, it's the ING and moving, swimming. It means you're in the process of doing it. You know, going executive director. The ING says you're in the process. So understand that it is a process. You're going to have to go and go through a lot of things in order for that to happen. And I just encourage you now more than ever, our posture, our attitude, and our confidence in the opportunity that we have is what's going to get you to that goal even quicker. That's what's going to allow you to change your life by simply changing your mind. It's your posture. It's your confidence in what's going on, because we can easily inundate ourselves with all the negative news that's around us, and we can lose our focus, as most people are. And understand that in order to be part of the minority folks in this country who have time freedom, who have financial freedom, we've got to go out and we've got to talk to the majority. It means we've got to go out and talk to the very negative people that don't want what we want. They say they want what we want, but we know that the average person won't participate in their own rescue. And that's a good thing to know. If you did know that, I want you to know the average person won't participate in their own rescue. So some folks we're trying to save, they don't want to be saved. And that's why your posture has to be strong. That's why you've got to be glued in to this call every single Monday. It's why you have to focus in on making sure that you're at your weekly presentations, that you're reading your 10 pages of a good book, that you're working with your organization. Because if they get out there, if they get away from the fire, they get cold, they start to talk to negative people, and guess what happens? Pretty soon they become negative. So it's so important that you make sure that you stay faithful to the process, that you understand that you're on track. As long as you're on this call, you've already done more than the average prepaid legal associate has done. If you read 2 pages of a good book, not even 10, I know we say 10, but just read 2. If you haven't done any today, just do 2. 2 is more than the average person. Again, it's just, and you've got to get little wins. It's daily wins. And for myself, you know, I just try to get daily wins. I try to help the organization win daily with just doing a little more than they would normally do. And you'll be amazed at where it'll take you. You know, I thought I was a failure because it took me 9 months to walk away from the post office, you know, at the age of 26. I can laugh at it now, but it was because of my associations, and they were able to move so much quicker. I was saying, what's wrong with me? And it was because I wasn't hearing from the navigation system. I didn't know that I was in the system. But, you know, hindsight being 2020, I can look back now and say, wow, that's how I was able to do it, because I stayed glued to the system. A couple months ago, I was in St. Louis and, you know, met a couple, and they had been in. I talked to, knew their sponsor was a family member, and talked about the business. And, you know, the month of February, short month, met them on the 6th, did a private business reception for them on the 7th and 8th, and flew back out to Maryland on the 9th. And in the shortest month of the year, they still went executive director 21 days into their prepaid legal career. How was they able to do that, ladies and gentlemen? It's because of the system. It wasn't me. I didn't do anything. You know, the system, the DVDs work, the private business reception boards work, the tools work, the company answered their calls, they did all the accounting, they formulated the genealogy. You know, we're trying to focus on so many things that we're majoring in minors and things that the company has already taken care of for us, that the leaders have already done for us. I'm just telling you, program in on your goals. Make a decision where you will be between now and whether you have a team event or whether you have Las Vegas is coming. Set a goal for yourself. Look at it every single day. And just keep checking to see where you are. And if you're not hearing anything, because obviously your leadership is working with a lot of folks, just make sure you stay focused, hold yourself accountable, and make sure you partner up with people that will hold you accountable as well. I so appreciate the opportunity to be on this call. It's such an honor for me, and this organization means so much to me. I thank you for all of the support that you've given me and my organization. And obviously we all, not only we don't compete against each other, we complete each other. So I stand on the shoulders of so many great people on this line as well. So with that, Mr. Moore, I love you, sir, and I appreciate you, and I'll pass the call back over to you.
Hey, Michael?
Yes, sir.
The people that you say that made it in 21 days, was they related to you?
No, not to me. Actually, there's a young lady, her little brother, a college student, 20 years of age, 3.8 grade point average, full-time college student, introduced the opportunity to a sister who's an attorney and her husband, and no relation to me, but that young man did about $10,000 last month, and his mom went bronze executive as well, and did about the same. So no relation. They consider me family now, though.
But you know, I was wondering if they did that without any help. If you'd have helped them, wonder what they could have done.
Exactly.
21 days. My goodness. I don't know who they are, but Lord, I would love to know them.
And you know what, Mr. Moore, if I could just say this, you know, the key to that is just work ethic. It was just making a decision. So whether you've been in the company for 6 years or 16 years or 6 days, you make a decision based on your reason why. That's the only difference than someone who's done it in 21 days or 21 months or 21 years. It's just making a decision. And the great thing, again, is the system is already laid out. Once I programmed in my home address, I don't have to even focus on where I'm going. It's going to guide me home. And Prepaid Legal basically has a GPS system in that 249 Builders Pack that will guide you directly to the ring. I appreciate the federal pass back.
I know Jeremy come home with a military made in 47 days. I thought that was fantastic. But 21 days, wow. Someone had a reason why, and they got their system together, and they never got off the road.
Yes, sir.
That is fantastic. We just appreciate you so much. I appreciate everything you stand for and everything you do for everyone. We do consider you part of our team. I hope you like it that way, because that's the way it is. We thank that much of you, my friend. And I know Randy has a few words he wants to say, and God bless you.
Mr. Humes, I just wanted to follow up just by telling you how much we do appreciate you. Thank you for being on the call. I know you've had a long night, but that's one reason you're the leader that you are and you're successful as you are, is because you go above and beyond. So, again, thank you for being on the call.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you as well as the team. And hey, I look forward to seeing everyone real soon crisscrossing the country or definitely in Las Vegas at your desired destination.
Call us, we can help you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Now,
take care.
All right. Now I'm really pleased to go to Fort Worth, Texas, the $200,000 income earner, Platinum 2 Executive Director, a Millionaire Club member, someone who we have missed tremendously the last few weeks. Because he was severely injured in an automobile accident, but it's great to have him back. That's none other than Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, are you on the call tonight?
I am, Mr. Moore. How are you this evening?
Great to have you back, my friend. I'm glad you're doing better.
It's good to be back, and that was great to hear from Mr. Humes. And, you know, with incredible stories of Prepaid Legal, and, you know, Cindy and I were involved in a head-on car collision We were just dropped our daughter off at her school and coming back home, getting ready for her birthday party that night. You know, just in a blink of an eye, and young man lost control of his car and came across the little country road and ran into us and sent us both to the hospital. And I was had more serious city with both hurt too, but I was more seriously hurt. My foot was crushed and broke all the bones in the top of my foot, dislocated all my my joint across the top of the foot. Doc said it's the worst. He's done thousands of foot surgeries, and he said he'd never seen anything worse because I maxed out the scale. And I went to a very serious surgery, and I mean, it's just been a nightmare as far as the, you know, overcoming the pain. And just, I'm not, the worst part of it is I have to be on my back with my foot elevated for 23 and a half hours a day, and I've done that now for 4 weeks. And I'm a person that has to be doing something all the time, and that's driving me crazy. But I'll tell you one of the things that has been a miracle in our life. Well, I guess a couple things. One is we found out we have a lot of friends in prepaid legal. You know, we've got a fairly small circle of relatives and church friends that, you know us and keep up with us. But I have thousands of people in prepaid legal that know us and care about us. And it was amazing to see the letters and phone calls and emails and the thousands, tens of thousands of prayers that went out on our behalf. And we certainly felt that and felt the hand of the Lord in our recovery. And my surgeon was blessed to be able to put my foot back together in the way that it was supposed to be. He said it, all the bones went back out in the right order. And he said some of the bones he didn't, it's like overhauling an engine. He had some parts left over. When he got done, he wasn't quite sure where some of the broken bones that he found in my foot came from. But he figured it out, got them all put back together. And, you know, it's been amazing is that I have not been able to work at all since February 28th. I haven't done anything. I haven't been on the more call because I'm usually wiped out by this time of the evening. And so I haven't marketed very many memberships. I sold a few last month that were referrals of customers that called me and said that their sister needed it or they wanted to buy it for their daughter or whatever, just basically signing people up like that. But I haven't gone out to market memberships, haven't prospected anybody, haven't even followed up on the people that I had been working with. Really haven't done anything with prepaid legal, and yet every day we've gotten a deposit from prepaid legal. And we've been able to pay our bills and take care of our family, and what a miracle. Because I don't know if everybody knows my background, but I was in commission retail sales. I was a straight 10% commission lady shoe salesman, which means if I didn't sell, I didn't eat. And we used to go into a major financial tailspin if we had an ice storm. If I missed one day out of the week, it would take us weeks to recover from that one day. If I got a cold or a flu and missed several days at work, it might take us a half a year. Maybe that year I didn't take a vacation because I'd have to take the money that we were given for a vacation to pay off some bills. And I just keep working. I'd work through my vacation most years trying to make up for it. And I think that's, you know, some people don't have that where if they miss a day, they feel it because a lot of people are on salary. But I don't think there's anybody on this call that could take off and work for 4 weeks without a repercussion. You know, I don't think your company would just continue to pay you week after week after week. And I've got a long recovery ahead of me. I'll gradually getting back to work. I'll do a little bit of work, more work each day. And it's going to be about a six-month recovery before I'm healed as much as I will be. I mean, I'm hoping for a full recovery, expecting that. But, you know, it's going to be weeks and weeks and weeks still ahead of me. I'm still facing another surgery. But what a wonderful thing, what a miraculous thing to build this prepaid legal business. And even though I can't work, the reason I still get paid is because my team, they didn't get hurt. My team is still out there working. They're still marketing memberships. They're still recruiting people, still promoting people, and the money continues to come in. And I would encourage everybody on this call is to really stop and pause for a minute and think about where would you be if you were involved in an accident. God forbid, when you couldn't work or you had an illness where you couldn't work for weeks or months at a time, what would happen to your family financially if you were dependent on the stream of income that you have now through your job? And I think most of us would realize we'd be financially devastated. And yet, think on the other hand, what if over the next 5 or 10 years you built a prepaid legal team and business that continued to pay you whether you could work or not? I think all of us want to get to the point where we have a true passive stream of income that's coming in off of our businesses that will pay us when we get ready to slow down, retire, whatever. And there's lots of stories in prepaid legal where people get to the point where they're just done. They don't want to do prepaid anymore. They want to go live on an island. They want to live on the beach. Or they just want to slow down. Prepaid legal will continue to pay you even when you retire. I don't think the Moors know what retire means. I don't think Ken Moore. I don't know if he could retire if you made him, because he doesn't have to work anymore. He's got a huge stream of income that comes in whether he works or not.
But, Jeff, you know, you're right about being ill. I've been there a few times, and money keeps coming. And I thank God for it. You're right. Where would you be if I was a butcher? Where would you be if I was still butchering and missed 3 or 4 weeks' work? Where would it be? I'd be financially broke, and I'd have to do, like you said, work through vacations and everything else to make it up. But the prepaid, you build a good team, and you get it, and you got residual income coming in, you can keep living.
Well, it really scared me. Sitting here, we're talking about this, and thanking God, and thank, you know, everything, that we found this business and that we took the courage and we built it. It was hard to build a successful prepaid legal business. It wasn't as hard to sell them shoes, but it was definitely harder than a lot of things that they just want to do. But what a blessing. You know, we paid the price to get this business built, and then this business was there for us when we couldn't work. And what a devastation it would have been not to have done this. I don't know. I just shudder to think where we would be today. We would lose our house. We would lose our cars. My daughter would have to come home from college. We would not be able to pay for her college education. We would go into bankruptcy because we couldn't pay the school loans and the credit card loans that we have. We would lose our cars. It would be absolutely horrifying, but because we built a prepaid legal business, life goes on. The bills get paid. The team is still excited. I can get on a few conference calls and keep them going. Show up at an event, you know, once a week and, you know, encourage them and help them with what they're doing. And where else are you going to go and get that? So I just, you know, want to thank everybody for your love and your support, your kindness, your prayers, your cards. And for those on my team, thank you for making your own dreams come true, because we understand in the way this business works, if you work hard, you get rewarded for what you do. If you're blessing people in your upline and you're setting an example for the people in your downline, and that's why it works, because everybody wins. So, Mr. Moore, I appreciate so much you having me on the call, and thank you again for your friendship and for your incredible leadership and the More Success team. You've got the best team in prepaid legal. Your team is family. They act like family, take care of each other, and care for each other like family. And I want
to God bless you, Jeff.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys so much.
You bet. We appreciate you and Cindy both. Appreciate Cindy for putting up with you all these years, I'll tell you.
Yeah. She's my everything right now, I'll tell you. I've fallen completely in love again with my wife. She has just been my angel, and got to see Cindy. You tell her, you heard me say that I love her.
Well, you truly are blessed. I'll agree with you there, Jeff. You married up.
I did marry up, no question.
All right, Mr. Moore, I want to thank everyone for having Mr. Humes on tonight. Michael did a great job. We appreciate him. I want to make sure and share Mr. Jeff Hughes' testimony with everybody on the call. He is such a big part of our team because of him. Look what the Hughes brothers have all become part of the More Success team, and we're very, very appreciative of them and their efforts. And, again, well, I want to thank everyone for being on the call, and want to turn it over to you, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Randy, and, of course, next week, 8 o'clock call, Mr. Bob Griffin, along with Mr. Lynette Boyne. I'd like to say again that last week Lynette sold 3 small business plans in one day, which was a terrific deal. She's going to be giving a lot of great tips, probably doing some training. That's the 8 o'clock call. At the 9 o'clock call, Mr. John Gardner, a very special guest speaker. Along with that, Randy, you did a great job tonight as usual. Thank you. God bless everybody. Good night.
Good night, everyone.